thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'm waiting back.
Gray hair,
it's like,
what the hell is this?
I thought we'd get.
I didn't know why you played with this song. I'm sorry. It's a tribute to the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, man. It's a tribute to the Wizards, man.
And I guess the Capitals.
Yeah, it's a bad, bad day for DMV sports. Bad, very bad.
How far were you expecting them to go? Is the question.
I expected the Wizards or the Capitals?
The Wizards.
To the Eastern Conference Finals.
I think game two is what they regret, but we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's regrettable. I was hoping I had big ups for this team. I thought this team could do something special. They didn't. Some people didn't show up and whatnot, but we get into it. You listen to Urban Sports Scene, myself, Wally, Will T, Ray. I'm a little bit more upset that I won't be able to cover the Washington Wizards anymore. The season's over, man. I can't go to games anymore right now.
Yeah, game six was exciting. It was giving us a glimmer of hope that if Cleveland came to town in the next round, that the Wizards would put on a home performance like that.
Yeah, and DC would be
And the crowd would actually look like a real NBA fan base.
It did. I mean, to be honest with you, it did during the Celtics series, even the Atlanta series.
That's what I'm saying. It brought the life out of, you know, basketball fans in this area. So I was excited about it. But hey, it is what it is. We got to move on.
It's hard, man.
Bigger and better things. Bigger and better things.
You know, man. Hey, man, boys to men, man. It's like the end of the road. You know, it's how do you say goodbye, man? To a great season.
I had no idea why that song was on. I was a little nervous. If something happened that
it caught you.
I didn't know if it was a tribute to a friend. That's how you intended it?
Yeah.
You're a cruel dude. Cruel dude.
Real people do real things, man. A wise man told me that.
I like that quote.
You know what? My brother loves that quote too. He tells me all the time, like, but he makes it explicit. That's his thing. He's like,
real mother. I feel like I've heard that before. That quote came from somewhere.
I don't know, but he really likes the quote. He reuses it all the time. Like, honestly, real talk. He uses it all the time.
I love Al. Gotta love Al.
Anyway, let's get our tradition to pregame. We will discuss the Washington Wizards losing to the Boston Celtics last night in Game 7. At 8:20, the Washington Nationals signing Bryce Harper to a one-year extension. Also, should the Orioles do the same for Manny Machado? At 8:30, we'll do some NBA playoffs talk. At 8:40, we'll talk about the NBA draft lottery. And finally, we'll discuss Canelo Alvarez defeating Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And we'll discuss the upcoming fight against Triple G in September. But like I said before, it's about time I talk about the... Why is that mic so echo? You heard it too?
Yeah, something happened. Something happened.
Anyway, last night in Game 7, the Washington Wizards lost to the Celtics 115-105. What went wrong last night?
First of all, how you guys doing, first of all?
Yeah, you haven't spoken so far.
I know, you haven't spoken so far.
Just sitting here looking
just sitting
at
here,
us.
Just sitting there, yeah, I know.
Okay. Hey, man, I appreciate that. Thank you. Lying to the people. I appreciate that. Shows you guys are stand-up guys. No, what went wrong was a series of... Well, we're talking about in the game.
Yeah.
Exclusively. Okay. In the game, there were numerous opportunities when they had Isaiah Thomas on a pick and roll in the corners to trap. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I don't know if it was against the game plan, they just froze in the moment, or they just didn't have the basketball IQ to know what was going on in the moment to trap Isaiah Thomas. There are multiple opportunities to trap him, create turnovers. That's one. Two, the biggest thing is your bench play. You know, you traded a first-round pick for Bojanović, and he just didn't plain show up. You know, your bench only had 5 points. And the third thing, probably the most important, was defense. Uh-huh. Defense. All throughout the last quarter of the season and throughout the playoffs, the Wizards just didn't play good enough defense on a night-to-night basis.
I think Kelly Olynyk somehow starting to hit threes was one of the biggest X factors in the playoffs thus far. Uh-huh. Like who could have predicted? Who
could have? I don't think nobody could have.
No, exactly, no one. I do think John Wall hit a wall, for lack of a better
pun intended.
Term. Right, because the season's too long. That's a whole other issue. We saw James Harden kind of go through the same thing, but he just looked tired. He played hard, but 8 for 23 and 1 for 8 from three. He shouldn't be shooting 8 threes, in my opinion. 7 rebounds, 11 assists. He had a John Wall type of game, mm-hmm. but Gortat didn't get many touches, and
he got touches.
Well, he didn't get enough shots.
He kept turning the ball over.
Yeah, he turned the ball over 3 times in the post.
Yeah,
so he got 6 shots though.
But he turned, but out of those and, 6, and he I had, think there were another 3 or 4 possessions where he turned it over.
Well, sure. I mean, everybody has turnovers. I think he was bitter though about not getting the ball, because after the game he said, "This is not the same NBA from years ago where big guys get fed in the post. Yeah. You know, we shoot more threes now." He said everybody knows that. And I think that was a subliminal shot at his teammates because he didn't get enough touches, while Kelly Olynyk, on the other hand, took advantage of his opportunity.
Yeah, I just think that his situation is a little different. Gortat had Horford in the post and really wasn't getting position, and it wasn't like he was taking advantage of it. And like Will said, like when they did try to feed him, he kept turning the ball over. So it got to a point where it's like if you play ball with somebody, if they turn the ball over 24/7, you're not going back to him. You're just not. You're not going to take that chance with empty possession.
I don't know if you guys noticed it, but like I said, I'm a person who watched this team throughout the whole season. 75% of the time, the first play that the Wizards run on offense goes to Gortat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to me, they tried it again, but this time without much success. To me, I know it was a tough loss, an emotional loss. You know, you just had a tough season. It didn't end the way that you thought it would end. But for Martian Gortat to come out and make those type of comments lets me know that he's not the guy that needs to be part of this thing as they move this thing forward.
Well, that's kind of what he was alluding to.
Well,
he was saying, "I'm an older guy. I know the business. I'll sit down with Ernie, but more than likely, you know, I could be traded because of my age and because of the way the style this team plays."
But I understand that. But that's a conversation you have in private. You know, that's not a conversation that you have right after a tough playoff loss.
He could have been like, you know, emotions and stuff. He just probably could have been blown.
I get it, but that just that lets me know that he's not one of the leaders of this thing. And if you want to move this thing forward, we already know that this is John Wall's team.
Yeah.
You know, you have a guy like Gortat. I don't know if he acquiesced to Gortat in the locker room and lets him lead, lets him speak his mind. But to me, if you want to move this thing forward in a direction where this is really John Wall's team, a guy like that who comes out and makes those type of comments after a tough loss, you really need to decide if what's his place.
That's where I feel like we have a problem. In a game 7, your leader did not show up.
I just think he got tired.
That's what I said, but I'm just saying if he's going to be the superstar that people feel like he has the potential to be, then he has to have a better game 7. I don't care where the game is being played.
It's that's true. I mean, I you have a valid point, but when you're asked to do so much, at times it's hard to. I mean, the guys were spectacular pretty much the whole postseason, and just that game 7, he didn't show out, but still at the same time, that's a lot.
I agree. Yeah,
I get it. One of the things I think he may need to, John Wall, I'm referencing, is he may need to learn how to pick and choose the spots better.
I agree.
I think one of the things that would have bode well for the Wizards yesterday was if there was a division of the offensive output, a better division of offensive output. You know, Otto Porter showed up, had 20 points. Who would have thought it? I sure as hell didn't.
I did, though. You did.
Bradley Beal had what?
38 points.
Been
hating on Porter all season, Will.
I haven't been hating on him. I just didn't expect him. If there was anyone in the starting lineup that wasn't going to show up, I fully expected it to be Otto Porter.
Why not Markieff Morris or somebody? Why Porter? Porter has been consistent. You know, I question
the same guy who the same guy who didn't score any points in Game Six.
That wasn't.
I'm just talking about throughout the course of the whole.
How is that not his fault? How is that not his fault?
They only gave him the ball five. They didn't.
No, they gave him the ball. They gave him the ball more than five times. No,
He shot the ball five times.
Okay. Whose fault is that?
If you watch the game, that was on coaching. He didn't. He wasn't.
Create your own shot.
Oh my God.
You got to argue with him. Here's the thing though. Scott Brooks barely played his bench last night for one, you said earlier. But also, he was brought in for player development. That's what he was known for.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's one person that we could say he developed, maybe Otto Porter. But other than that,
I think Kelly Oubre, to some degree, is developed.
And that's an issue too.
He didn't play with Kelly Oubre last night. But I'm just saying, to some degree, he's developed Kelly Oubre.
Yeah. But like on Twitter, somebody said in terms of the issue why they lost was coaching was suspect and no bench, and that refers to Kelly. To me, call it Kelly Oubre. How is Kelly Oubre how come he doesn't touch the floor? You're playing Mahimi and Jason Smith at the same time. If anything, I'm playing Oubre and Mahimi or Oubre and Jason Smith. I'm not playing both those dudes at the same time.
Here's the thing: we're gonna give him a John Wall pass though. Look at the turnaround.
Okay, I hear you.
Who, Scott Brooks?
Yeah, he's going to get a pass.
He deserves it.
Randy Wilman is at home hating, like Mark Jackson should be right now, continuously.
Well, no, I'll say this. As fans, we have to stop giving our teams passes.
Here you go.
No, and a guy that doesn't need to get a pass is Ernie Grunfeld. This is a guy that I've beat the table all season, needs to go. And let me explain why.
No, he's horrible.
He is horrible, what? Though. You look at...
Thank you for finally joining the club.
No, I've always
said
thank
you for joining the club.
I think he made some good moves, but it's still at the end of the day.
I know why you guys are admitting that.
Hold on, why
you guys? No, because you guys cover Wizards games. You get media access, and you don't want that revoked. So now, once the season's over, now you want to jump on the bandwagon.
First of all, we said one time, you don't make those decisions.
Hey, we keep it 100. Don't do that.
I'm cool with Jack, the security guy. He was the one that bothered me more than anybody at one point.
I get it. It all makes sense now. But listen.
Politics game. Get out of my face, dog.
No, but Bojanovic.
We covered the visitor's locker room anyway. But go ahead.
No, to Bojanovic, a lot of people, they were excited about that trade.
Definitely.
They said, oh, this is a great trade. It's going to help develop our bench. And I stated when they made the trade that this team needed – I would have rather preferred there was a deal that was out there that the OKC made, which was Doug McDermott and Taj Gibson.
Just better.
Yeah, because you needed those two guys would have provided you two things you needed, which was interior defense with Taj Gibson, and also Doug McDermott is a long range shooter and a guy who can score the basket. And plus, he's not on. This isn't the last year of his contract. Uh-huh. It's the last year of
Bogdanovich's
contract. It's the last year of Bogdanovich's contract, and Taj Gibson to also be a free agent.
Can I play devil's advocate for a coach to try to develop chemistry with two new acquisitions? I'm including Brandon Jennings now. Is it fair to say that Scott Brooks needed more time, and now he has the time over the summer and the offseason to kind of develop this team?
But this is the thing. You don't have that because Brandon Jennings is a free agent and Bojanovic is a free agent. Yeah. So you don't have that.
And then you gave your first round draft.
And you gave a first round draft pick in a deep draft.
Which is why I don't like. Exactly. That's why I don't like
draft.
Even the Morris trade.
I know what you're about to say. I already know what you're about to say.
Yeah,
draft.
Yeah.
Deep draft. Could've got Bam.
The Markieff Morris trade. While I like Markieff Morris, I don't think it was worth sending a draft pick for
a first round. Absolutely, no. It wasn't worth sending the first round draft pick. Especially that was a lottery pick because you were outside. Yeah. You didn't make the playoffs last year.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not a fan of Ernie Grunfeld, and I think there's nothing wrong with saying that.
Say it loud or say it proud. I appreciate that, man.
You guys are the worst. No, I'm in agreement in terms of when you look at like Bogdanovich. I look at it like this is a deep draft. Like you could get a highly graded player at 22, 23, 24, 25, a guy that can possibly be an all-star. This is even when the Wizards drafted Oubre, Oubre was off potential. But you in this draft, there's a guy that you can get as an all-star that's probably gonna fall in that.
It doesn't even have to be an all-star guy. He doesn't even have to be an all-star guy like
Miles Bridges or something.
Yeah, I mean,
he went back to school.
Oh, he's not staying out of draft?
No, he's not starting to draft.
A guy like Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson who can score off of the bench.
Huh?
Or if Josh Jackson who can come in to the NBA and score.
You talking about Jackson from
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Now, Josh Jackson's the one from
NBA.
Kansas. Oh, yeah, excuse me.
Jackson, Kansas, you're right. Yeah. I know you're talking about.
I know you're talking about. Yeah. But Austin Jackson, excuse me.
His name isn't Austin.
It's an Austin Jackson?
No.
It's not.
I forgot what the guy's name is.
Hey, look it up, bro.
The Urban Sports Team. here we go. Look, I think that we might be – we need to see – how this draft is going to play out. I think it's top heavy. It's deep. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but the Wizards were going to pick where? Around the 20th pick? Something
Justin like Jackson, Justin excuse Jackson. Me.
Around the 20th pick?
Justin Jackson.
22nd. I think it's 20. I think they're going to pick like 22nd.
So you would have got a decent player, but it wouldn't have been one of these upper echelon talents that are in the draft. So I think maybe, but still, you do not give up your draft pick for a guy going into free agency. I agree with that, especially if you might lose him. But you never know; they might re-sign both these guys. Because that backup point guard, what do you have, and what's on the market? And you know, maybe you can get something in this draft. But I just think that's something that they have to look at and say we might need Brandon Jennings. Unfortunately, Wally's boy didn't work out.
Oh, Trey Burke.
I kind of liked him, but he looked like he lost weight since, you know.
You're so dirty.
He looks skinnier than me, you know.
Real quick.
He dresses funny, too, now.
What does this team need to
do?
What does this team need to do to improve?
Steve Nash
best. To put them over the hump.
What does this team need to improve? I think you sign back Otto Porter, but you don't break the bank. You don't give him a max contract. Nowhere near a max contract.
Oh, he's gone then.
He's gone. He's not going to come back.
Well.
Because the market.
And that's another.
Because no, you told me that.
The market.
Yeah, the market dictates. And that's another mistake Ernie Grunfeld made. This is a guy that was in your gym the whole summer and you watched his development.
You should at least tender him
uh-huh. for this year. Right?
Uh-huh.
It's the Kirk Cousins thing. You got to watch and see. You got to prove it on the court. You know.
I understand that, but you're watching him develop and practice during training camp and during off-season practice.
Practice.
I get it.
My man AI said we talk about practice.
I get
not
it.
Not a game. Come on.
I get it. But
now, you don't even like Otto Porter. You could not have called that he was going to have. You couldn't have predicted that he was going to have a season like this.
No, I thought he was going to have an average season, like a 12 point season. I thought as.
He said 12.
I thought he would average something like 12 points.
I just think he's developing to like a knockdown shooter, I just thought he was not that guy. Even midway through the season, I said, nah, he's still not that
perfect. But let me ask you guys this question. Do you max out a guy who's just a shooter? I mean, Otto Porter does a lot of other things.
He's not just a shooter.
How much did Mahimi get?
16 million, 4 years, $64 million,
yeah, which is crazy.
It's the market.
Right.
That's We're not rating it off of what we
let
think
me ask you a question.
Let
me ask you a question.
Off of what the market is.
Because do you think the Spurs would pay a guy that much?
No.
Do they have Pop?
With Pop.
Do the Wizards have Pop?
No, I'm asking you. But
The Spurs would not.
Of course, that's not apples to apples with nobody.
Like they wouldn't. But there are other
well, OKC?
Franchises that
well,
would
OKC?
Would OKC do it? Would this OKC? This team right here? Yeah, they would. They would now. Everybody's begging that Russell Westbrook needs some help. They would now. When they had KD, no. But they would now, though. But would they? Why would they, though? They had
no,
KD
but what I'm saying all these things to say the smart franchises don't make these type of mistakes.
The Spurs win because the Spurs believe that they can develop talent.
Yes.
They're the only organization, in my opinion, that would do it. You could say Boston, but Boston is kind of blessed because they have draft picks to work off of.
Yeah, because some GM worse than Ernie Grunfeld made some bad.
Billy King.
Exactly.
This is probably the worst draft. I mean, the worst trade ever in him.
Yeah, he's actually putting the franchise in jeopardy. Like Brooklyn might not be able to survive this.
Yeah,
that might be the Houston Comets. You might have to sell them to another city.
So
maybe Baltimore will get a basketball team.
So is there a player the Wizards can get to put them over the top, or is it all in house? They have the tools in house.
No, they don't have the tools to win a championship. Heck, no. It's not as long as Cleveland is constructed the way they are. Mm-hmm. It's not happening.
I mean, I don't think this player would leave.
Oh, Paul George. I was gonna say Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward would be an excellent compliment to the. I don't think he leaves Utah.
I think he's going to Boston.
I mean, Blake Griffin's gonna be available.
Well, we got
you don't need that. You can't win a championship with Blake Griffin.
To me, on Facebook,
my opinion.
My boy Jason Hall said,
you said the Clippers won't win a championship. So you obviously thought that at some point.
No, listen. Yeah, but listen, but this is what I'm saying. You won't win with this team with Blake Griffin. The way this team is constructed, you won't win with Blake Griffin.
All right, Boogie and Melo. Somebody said Jason Hall, Boogie and Melo.
No, you can't win championships
with those Melo. Guys. Remember the argument we had at the bar? Melo.
Not at this point.
No. A lot of people want Paul George.
Yeah, that's that. Again, you got to wait a whole season. So you're looking at. John Wall potentially in his ninth year. John Wall is going to need an extension, or he's going to go. I don't think John Wall is loyal to Washington at this point. As a matter of fact, John Wall this summer is going to be all about getting paid. Like, for example, he does not have a shoe deal right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel like he's being treated like a star. No, I'm just saying he's not loyal to anybody right now. He's all about maximizing his opportunities. And right now, even though there are from our vantage point, probably not a lot of franchises he may want to go to that he can win. Hey, you never know. It all depends. I'm not all in on signing Otto Porter because I think enough franchises at this point, not just San Antonio, have proven that you can win without the stars. Utah's one. Portland is another one. My goodness, Portland done been to the playoffs with Mason Plumlee.
In the West.
I'm trying to think of some other people that I can kind of.
Alan Crabb, Aminu, these guys playing major minutes. Yeah.
So it depends on your system. I think Scott Brooks is a good enough coach to where he can develop talent. John Wall made a joke about Reggie Jackson, but Reggie Jackson is a guy who actually played his best basketball in Scott Brooks.
Yeah, that's true.
He got a good contract.
But somebody else wants to fire Grunfeld. George said fire.
Listen, man, I'm the guy that will stand on the table and bang on the table for this to happen.
Here's what it's going to take. You got Ted.
Just follow me, people.
You got Ted making all the decisions, right? Leonsis.
Yeah.
He's got a Capitals team that one more year is the rumor, or he's going to blow them up. I think this is the same. I think Grunfeld has bought himself another year based on the fact that they were right there on the verge of getting into the Eastern Conference Finals, or advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. Ernie ain't going away this summer. We can stop talking about that. It's just a matter of, what are you doing right now? We got to see how this draft lottery plays out. The rumor is that the Wizards may try to make a move to get somewhere in this draft. To get a pick, pick.
That would be smart. I think they should go for Serge Ibaka.
But who can you trade?
Serge Ibaka's free. They should go for Serge Ibaka.
Serge Ibaka would fit well.
With John Wall, in
that offense, even though I hate perimeter shooting big men, it's annoying.
Where are you going to play Serge at?
I'll put him to five.
He hates playing the five.
Well, he has to play five. That's the only market. That's where he's going to be at. Marquise Morris. Well, Marquise Morris.
He's already come out. That's part of the reason. Okay, that's part of his why he was disgruntled. Allegedly, because he hates playing the five. Mm.
Can I give just a hypothetical before we move on?
Do it.
If you're KD, are you regretting not signing with Boston? Look at where they are without him, and they're looking at a top three pick. My gosh.
He's going to get that championship ring that he's always wanted this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's a good thought, but even Washington could have been Washington over the top. Just to wrap it up, I do think the one positive that comes out of this is this makes Washington a far more attractive stop for free agents.
Yeah.
This is what guys would be like, okay, I'll look at the Wizards. Whereas last summer, KD, Al Horford, those guys were like, thanks, but no thanks.
One more question, sorry. Bigger star, John Wall or Isaiah Thomas right now?
John Wall.
All right.
All right, next to the next segment.
Homers.
That's the truth. Next segment. Could you see Manny Machado and Bryce Harper play on the same team? We'll discuss that at the break. Listen to Urban Sports Fan.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, no ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this,
transform like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, what else you a new weapon? I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your bed. If that puts against the bed, if that I got realness, I just push cousins in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dogs, I got evil that rots inside my DNA. I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use it. Your arm will probably switch inside your DNA. Bottom all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitching heritage inside your DNA. Burn on side of jellyfish, I bitch. My batteries most definitely don't tolerate the front. Like Benson probably offend you, this is Barnes or the sun. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burgers, Barnes, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish dead. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born in masterpiece. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on that hotel, we didn't have no where to stay. At 29,
You listen to the Urban Sports Team, myself, Wally, Will T, Ray Jeezy. Mentioned before the break, Bryce Harper, he signed his one-year deal worth, what was it worth? 21.65 million. First off, good move by the Nets.
Excellent move. You avoid arbitration, so when you go into his free agent negotiation, there's no angst and there's no animosity. You know, you didn't have to go to arbitration and have to say all these things why he's not worth the amount of money that he wants, and you try to devalue him. So I think from that standpoint, it's a good move. Two, it kind of puts him at a sense of ease going into this offseason, so he knows already that he doesn't have to deal with his agent negotiating a contract for next year. So now you can focus on the big contract, your free agent contract after 2018.
What do you think this? I mean, what do you think this thing is a symbol of? Do you feel like he's going to get a long term contract with the Nationals? Do you feel like that's really in play, or you think they're just stalling time because they feel like this can give them a championship? They have a two year window.
No, this gives them a for sure 2 year window. Anything after that is free game, because we know Scott Boras is his agent. Even though Scott Boras has a great relationship with the Learners, but this, you know. Anything can happen once he hits the open market. He stated time and time again that I want to test the open market and see my worth.
I think it would be so cool if he did like a year every single year. Like he get a 1 year extension every single year, like what Jordan did in basketball.
Yeah, I don't think at this point this deal is based on production. I think it's still based on potential, unfortunately, because he hasn't reached his ceiling yet. I mean, I think he's not there yet, you know. I don't think he's as good as he can be. Every year he's in the conversation. Unfortunately, he gets more attention than guys like Machado. The only other bigger name that's run his age is Trout, right? So this is still based on what he could be. So I think that the next 2 years will give you a better idea of, you know, where this guy can lead you. Because at this point, he's coming off, how would you describe, a mediocre season last year?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, was he worth the money? Will T, by the way, your tone was, I don't think you felt like he is necessarily, but you had to do this deal for all those reasons, arbitration.
I think he is. I think he is worth the money.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely
based
do.
On his production or based
I
on
mean,
his potential?
Based, I mean, we based off partially, I think it's 45% his production, with the other 55% his potential. You know, he's shown that he can produce at a historic level with his MVP season.
Uh-huh.
Last season was kind of we all think it's a fluke, an aberration, uh-huh. And look at he's rebounded this year so far.
No, I agree. I think
he started well last season, though.
Yeah, the injuries played a part too. Excuse me, injuries played a part with that too last season. I think it's worth the money. I think he's worth the money. Especially how baseball players are every year. I mean, once you, the younger you are, the more money you can make, and you show that type of potential, you know, the market goes up. And just like we talk about basketball, you know, when A-Rod had his money, it was like unheard of. Now we're looking at Bryce Harper, people talking $400, $500 million, that type of contract. So to me, he's worth it. He's worth the market. You know, either somebody like a Manny Machado would be worth that, worth maybe $100 million short, or even near that estimate, near that value as well. So, in my opinion, you know, Bryce Harper deserves the money. I'm just interested to see what's going to happen after with the 2018 to see, you know, if he'll do another 1 year deal or, you know.
Can you win a World Series without Bryce Harper is the question. Oh. With the pitching that the Nationals have, if they have solid closing, I think they could advance regardless, because last year he was non-existent in the lineup and they still had a shot.
But he gives them a better chance. I think they can still go to the postseason without him.
Absolutely. I think this year, if you're just looking at the way that the season's played out so far, this team is head and shoulders above anyone in the NL. So this may be the opportunity. I'm not going to say you throw all of your eggs in the basket and you go for it and you totally deplete your farm system. But at the same time, you have to balance it with, okay, we'll have this guy for two more years. Scherzer isn't getting any younger.
Yeah.
We have Strasburg lined up, locked up, and mm-hmm. also Jason Worth and what?
No, go, you good.
And Zimmerman aren't getting any younger either. So I think this may be the year what are they, 8 up on the Mets now?
I got a big lead.
They're 8 up on the Mets. I think this may be the time where if you Mike Rizzo, you have to go for it.
I've heard reports that the Yankees are, they're interested in getting Bryce Harper. They're also interested in getting Manny Machado as well.
That would be money.
Could you see them getting both of those?
Literally. Absolutely not.
Literally money.
How?
Bryce Harper in a Yankees uniform is a marketing.
With Manny Machado, that would be insane.
Dream right there.
They're not going to get both of them. They're not going to sign both of them for the simple fact that Hal Steinbrenner is not his father, George. Uh-huh. His father would spend. Hal is far more fiscally restrained.
Do you know how much money that would be in terms of how much you have to, dish out for in terms of contracts, reported contracts? Like Manny Machado reportedly is going to be worth $400 million. And then you have Bryce Harper, $500 million. That's $900 million.
Yeah, this isn't the Yankees of yesteryear.
That would be insane. I'm on record as saying that the Orioles should do the same thing the Nats are doing with Bryce Harper. They should sign Manny Machado to a 1 year deal, because I have no belief that they're going to actually sign Manny Machado to a long term deal. Because Peter Angelos is a cheap owner, and he tends to not pay his players. And for
absolutely
to pay a guy $400 million, even as good as Manny Machado is, I don't see that happening. But it's time to go to break. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. You have the Spurs and the Warriors tonight. I had a brain freeze. Warriors tonight. No Kawhi Leonard. We'll discuss that after break. You listen to the Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
You dig.
Deuces.
To the Urban Sports Scene, excuse me, listen to the Urban Sports Scene with myself, Wally, Will T, Ray Jeezy, That's the NBA on NBC. That's little theme music. Don't you used to bump with that joint, man?
If you're an 80s baby, you recognize that music.
I know, right? They listen to
the 80 babies who an 80s baby who loves sports, basketball specifically.
And now they listen to that weak NBA on ESPN. What's that? That's the ESPN one?
Yes.
I don't see it's so bad. I can't recognize the theme to it.
I mean, everybody can have good music. You're right. You can't have Hank Williams Jr. or.
my ruddy friends are here on Monday night.
All you need is a female to sing your song. What's the chick's name?
She's a beast.
He likes her. Dude, she is like a stick figure, though.
Yeah, she's cute, though. Full little stick figure. She's a little cute little bunny. I ain't say anything incorrect. I ain't say anything
messed
up.
You ain't seen Get Out yet, bro?
I did see it.
Oh, okay.
I did see it.
Silence on this side.
Anyway.
Not stuff that Will T say on air. You're far worse off air, bro. Man, I don't know what you're talking about. That was clean in comparison to stuff I've heard you say.
Listen.
F this ass.
No, because out of respect for Wally, I don't say.
He does it, though. He does.
A lot of the things that I want to say.
And I appreciate that.
Out of respect
man.
For Wally.
Yeah.
What about me? Here's the thing it's all about, you know, a cult like following. We're not going to get that. If you say anything vulgar, put it that way.
I think I would. I think because that's realness right there. Because
real recognize real?
Yes.
We're going to get Urban Sports Scene After Dark.
What do you think the episodes are when you aren't here?
Uncensored.
Y'all crazy, man.
Real people do real things.
Hey, we got tweeted by my man, I want to say Taylor. Who tweeted us? When I pull it up, yeah, there you go. Taylor said, you can't count on the Dodgers too as well when it comes to the Manny Machado or Bryce Harper Sweet Stakes. You're right. The Dodgers do have money.
The Dodgers, the
is it good to stack a team like that these days?
Yeah,
look at what happened to the Angels.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
We're talking about baseball.
The Angels?
Sometimes baseball is not the smartest Pujols, move.
Albert Pujols and then Mike Trout was supposed to be
there. No, it was Josh Hamilton.
Before Mike Trout became
Mike Trout.
But Yankees do it. They won a World Series doing it. It can't.
Years ago.
It's
been a while. They're the Cowboys.
All right, you're right. But let's get to the Spurs-Warriors matchup tonight. Warriors are up 1-0 in the series in the Western Conference Finals. Kawhi Leonard is not going to play tonight. Due to a sprained ankle on Sunday. Zaza Pachulia slid under him while he took a jump shot. Was that play dirty?
I'll let you start, Ray.
I think it was a basketball play. And that's the bottom line.
Extra step in between them?
I think he put his hand. He put his hand up to contest the shot, and that's what he's supposed to do as far as how he postured his feet. It didn't look like anything. I think Kawhi Leonard, you know, was already playing on an injured ankle that probably he shouldn't have been playing on just yet, because to me it didn't look that bad. So it didn't take much to re-aggravate the injury. So, yeah, I can't blame that on Zaza. I think as a coach, Greg Popovich is doing what he's supposed to. But Greg Popovich strikes me as somebody you don't want to mess with.
We have a different of opinion. I absolutely think it was a dirty play. Here's why. Any player, you'd want to contest an open jump shot, you usually jump, right? You don't land. You don't run. You don't take three steps, run, and then put an extra step and put your foot out. When the guy, you usually give people an opportunity to land. Zaza Pachulia, he impeded Kawhi Leonard's space, and he put his foot there on purpose. I'm not going to say that he was as calculated as to know that it was, you know, in that moment he knew it was Kawhi Leonard's left foot, his left ankle that was messed up. I'm just going to say that he intended to eliminate any space that Kawhi Leonard had to land.
I think Pop said it right. Even if that wasn't his intention, it still happened, and it's the way he did it.
Yeah, when I look at the play, I don't know his intent. Like, I know I can't tell you his intent was to hurt him, but it was a dirty play. And when you look at his resume, you know, he has a resume of a dirty player. even to be honest with you, even after, even in that game, he was doing some dirty stuff. The way he's playing Aldridge and whatnot. So to me, he's a physical dirty player. He's a guy that likes to get under your skin. We've seen that in other playoff series with Pachulia. Even I believe when he played with Atlanta, he was with Atlanta. He played against the Wizards that year too. I want to say, I'm not sure. And within that playoff series, he was on the same team. But he's a guy that to me likes to get under your skin, and he's just a dirty player. He's always been that way, and for me, even Popovich talked about it in prior seasons when David West played on this team, and who now plays for the Golden State Warriors, how Pachulia was dirty playing against him. He almost fought Pachulia in a game in San Antonio while Pachulia was with the Dallas Mavericks. And you look at Pachulia had an altercation with Kawhi Leonard, providing an arm bar on Kawhi Leonard while in Dallas as well. He's a dirty player. So when you look at his resume, he just is a dirty individual. So I think the play was dirty as a ball player. Oh, with that suit? Come on,
isn't,
bro.
Isn't that part of sports, though? Don't you usually have one of those guys on successful teams, or many successful teams?
Yeah, Bruce Bowen. Bruce Bowen,
the Bill Romanowski's, the
Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah,
you're going to have these guys.
Dennis Rodman.
It's nothing new. Yes. These dudes today are just different. They're used to a more finesse game.
Buddy.
So I think it's nothing wrong with the play. I think we're spending too much time talking about it.
Well, it's a series over.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard is coming back. He got Andrew Wiggins getting cornrows. Man, that's crazy.
Is the series over because of that play? Or it's
no, I absolutely don't think it isn't. I think that San Antonio is a very well coached team, and they have a culture of next man up. Now, even though Kawhi Leonard was a guy that provided a substantial amount of your offense, but that's the reason why you sign LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, the team runs through from the post, the low post and the high post with Paul Gasol and LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, they man up. I mean, I think LaMarcus played well to me. Down the stretch, I think he was a little shaky.
He had his moments where he wasn't.
Down the stretch, I mean, he missed like every shot he took, and he was jacking.
He took shots. He should take all those shots. I have no issue with the shots he took. I have an issue when he got doubled. You can tell he looked very uncomfortable. And that's to me, it looked like he was getting scared of the moment when Golden State was making a run. You could tell, like, he was kind of like, you know, he was frazzled, to be honest with you. He was frazzled. And I hope that he got it out of his system, because to me, he's too much of a talent to play that way. And then they have better offense, they go through him in the post.
Do we have time for a rant?
Go ahead, rant.
The NBA. The draft lottery was supposed to start at. It started at 8:30, right?
Yeah,
it's now 8:42. All of this semantics and this production, we going through telling us how much cap space teams have. You're going and you're talking to the individual representatives of each team. We don't really need that ish.
No, just
ping pong balls. Who's drafting where? This doesn't have to be some drawn out big event.
I thought it should have been started.
It should have been started. It should have been over by now.
For the ball, I can't believe Boston Celtics in the lottery. That is crazy.
Well, Kyle Anderson should have got the ball more often in down the stretch in that game, because he actually played well off the bench. Him and DeJounte Murray.
Murray took some bad shots at the end.
They were moving without the ball.
You're right, but he took some bad shots at the end.
Aldridge was just taking shots
over two people. No, but Aldridge is supposed to. That's your money, dude.
You know what,
like,
that reminded me of? AI against UConn, Big East tournament. John Thompson, ISO for AI every time. He missed every single shot. When Ray Allen hit that crazy shot that time, that's a reminder. Aldridge was missing every single shot.
That's incorrect, because down the stretch he made a couple big plays. He had four straight buckets, and then he missed two other after that.
But he missed a lot of shots. I should have the stats.
You don't? Yeah, you should have the stats, but you don't. But no, I mean, to me, like, I thought Simmons took a shot that he shouldn't take down the stretch. I think a lot of the players,
Murray,
to me,
took some good shots. He just missed shots.
He's
gonna be a ball player.
I know he's gonna be a beast. I like him.
A Kobe moment, right?
A what moment?
A Kobe moment.
Like that Kobe.
You think not the one in the hotel room, but he's thinking about just the one
both
on the court.
Both
the Utah Jazz.
He failed in both moments. And he had a get out moment too as well.
Man, this is terrible, man. That's on me. I take responsibility. I should never say anything. But here's the thing. Are we talking about basketball?
Yes, yeah, so we're talking about basketball. Back to basketball.
Yeah, basketball. You started, though. Don't get it twisted.
I did. here's the thing. If the Spurs want to have any chance in this series, it's going to have to be a total team effort, just like any other Spurs basketball game that we watch. If you rely on one guy down the stretch, it's not going to work. And if Kawhi Leonard was playing, I think they would have probably gave the Warriors a heavy dose of Kawhi Leonard, yeah, which we saw against Houston, and it actually worked out in some cases. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's going to work against a team that can obviously run off points so quickly.
Yeah. I try not to doubt Pop. You know, he's that coach. He's that dude. I call him the coaching Jesus.
Yeah, look, what they lost by, what, 25 the first game to the Houston Rockets? And what did they come back and do?
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now, I think right. Golden State is a far superior team to the Houston Rockets, but for anyone to say that it's just going to be a sweep, it's going to be over in four, I think that's not giving the respect that the Spurs and Greg Popovich that they deserve.
Yeah, so George on Twitter was agreeing with you. He said Pachulia is the Bruce Bowen, Bill Romanowski.
That's what's up. I mean, you're going to have these guys. I don't see why we trip so hard.
Why?
Why are we tripping so hard on this?
He sprained your ankle. You'd be pissed off at him too, though, right? That's how I look at it. He twisted my ankle. He got my ankle.
Well, Kawhi Leonard doesn't think it was a dirty play.
Kawhi Leonard is PC. I don't. Who knows who the real Kawhi Leonard is? I'm sorry.
He could be like Marvin Harrison.
He could be, because I refuse to think.
That's scary.
Look, it is. Think about it. A man who dunks the basketball and dunks on you and doesn't say anything has issues. Like, he'll dunk on you and just walk and run back. Like, no, that's not
it's
like.
Nothing wrong with being quiet.
No, not when you're dunking on somebody. Everybody shows emotion.
If you're good and you can score.
Show emotion.
No. Look. I love people show emotion, but he gets the job done.
I didn't say he doesn't. I know that. I'm not saying
if
he doesn't.
If you're just quiet and you don't, and you can't score, then I don't. I mean, that's a problem.
Watch this. I hit game winning three. Quiet. Who does that? That's not light.
Kawhi Leonard does.
Exactly. That's Kawhi not light. Look, you don't even get this, though. You don't even get the Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan joint. You don't even get that. You get this. Silence. Dead air. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know what his problem is, but
maybe that's just, maybe it's not a problem. That's just his personality. Just who he is.
You don't want to start any beef.
I know. I mean, I wouldn't fight Kawhi Leonard. I know that. He's a quiet dude. Quiet dude is a killer, man. I don't mess with no quiet dude. You said Marvin Harrison. That is the best comparison ever, though. Hey, did Marvin Harrison ever celebrate when he scored a touchdown?
No.
He did nothing.
Marvin Harrison, he just took the ball back and he went and shook Peyton Manning's hand. He shook his teammate's hand. Didn't do. I can't recall Marvin Harrison ever spiking
maybe
the ball.
Maybe Kawhi is the man. Man, that's a good one. You got to watch out for Kawhi.
Yeah.
I'm gun charged, boy. Watch out. You never know. Real quiet dudes do real things. What's it say? Give me a quote, right?
I don't have one for that. I don't think he needs to show emotion. His game speaks enough for itself.
I can't believe you, of all people, when you play horse, this dude would like beat his chest after he hit like three long threes in a row, and I had, you know, I get like HO.
It was to gain a psychological advantage.
And he was, and this dude screams at everything. You know what I mean? Now you can't show emotion.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just not going to fault him in particular for not showing emotion.
He used to carry all the players, all the sport athlete player, whatever. Did I used to like say that was like that? And you said, well, he shows no emotion. He's not good.
I never said that.
Oh my God, you didn't. Well, I can't think of the player that I was referring to. And he was like, he shows no emotion.
I have a problem when you make serious mistakes, a la Armando Benitez. When I was actually an Orioles fan before the Nationals got a baseball team, Armando Benitez gave up a big home run. The year the Orioles were number one, wire to wire.
I know.
And, he just looked. That bothered me. I need you to show me as a fan that you're upset about what just happened. Kawhi Leonard, if he dunks on somebody, he's dunking on somebody. It's not like he's missing a game when dunk. He just walks off the court. Then that would upset me. That would hurt me.
If you dunk on somebody, what are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
I will never dunk in this life. So I don't know. I only think I can dunk an 8-foot court at this point.
Hey, oh my God. Hey, real quick, do you think the Boston Celtics have an opportunity, have a chance to put a scare into the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Scare?
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, if you say scare, then yeah, they have the opportunity to scare them.
Like a game, right? I'm talking about like winning the game. Scare is a game?
Yeah, I think they have the opportunity to win one game.
Miami going to get banned. He got 14. Say, so let me stop.
Miami got 14. No, they're scared. No, they're getting swept.
You really think Boston's getting swept?
They're getting swept.
No, I don't think they're getting swept. I think they win one game. I think they win one game.
4-1 or 4-2.
I say 4-1. I think it's definitely 4-1.
They get one of these first games at home?
Isaiah Thomas and Dennis.
No, they don't get one of these first two games in Cleveland.
I mean, it's in Boston.
Yeah,
Boston.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Oh, yeah, I think they get one of the first ones in Boston.
Do you?
Absolutely.
They get blown out the first game, and then they go lose the second game.
Yeah, you probably right.
They're gonna show heart, but they're gonna show heart though. The second game they're gonna show heart. You know what I mean? They get blown out though.
I think they make this. I think the reason why they grab one of these games is they slow down the pace and they make this a far uglier game than Cleveland anticipates or wants to play.
All right. Well, the lottery is going down right now. We'll discuss the lottery after break. You listen to the Urban
Sports. It's still going on?
Yeah. You listen to the Urban Sports thing
for ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
I feel they lost weight or something.
When the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure.
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop and we ran up.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh,
you listening to the Urban Sports Scene. You listen to Urban Sports Scene, myself, Wally, Will T. Ray. Dude, commercials are long. I got the TV on too. Let's turn it down. Look, that was a long commercial. We just went through the top. You remember all the picks? Because I don't have it on me.
No, we don't need to go through it.
All we need to know
is that the Lakers, Celtics, and Philly.
They
are the top three. Yeah,
the top
and what's
three.
The point about that is when we were growing up, and back in the days of NBA Live and the games before at Showdown, these were the best teams.
Yep.
That is a good point.
Charles Barkley had the gorilla dunk.
Yes, he did.
You know, I'm thinking that
Larry Bird had the three.
Maybe the NBA
fadeaway three.
Everything recycles, including all the haircuts these guys have. So maybe the NBA may recycle, and maybe the Sixers, the Lakers, and the Celtics will be top teams again. We definitely know
the Celtics will be
a top team.
Yes.
Well, no, we don't, because they're going to get swept, according to you guys' discussion on.
No, I said they'll win one.
They're not a top team.
They are. I mean, they had the number one record in the East this year.
They're going to add this pick too, and then they'll probably get like Gordon Hayward or Paul George eventually. They're going to be dangerous, man. That'd be a dangerous team. That is crazy. The Lakers won't get ball, man. That's what I'm talking about. If the Lakers get ball, how, you know, does he make that team that much better?
If the Lakers get ball, he's going to be a rich man. I mean, he's going to be rich anyway, but I'm talking about Game said he's going to buy 9 pairs of his shoes. His shoes cost $4.95, as y'all know.
Yeah, we didn't even get a chance to talk about those shoes. We weren't on.
Yeah, they actually look decent, but they're not worth $4.95.
There's no shoe in the world that's worth $500.
Well, there are dress shoes in the world that are worth $500.
Well, I'm not getting those.
But no, I mean,
when people don't even look down.
Yeah, I mean, those ten. I respect what his father and what he are doing. I hear so many people hating and trying to knock him, but I think you got to embrace anyone that's trying to disrupt an industry. I respect it.
He's trying to be a trailblazer.
Yes.
No, he's
Portland trailblazer.
He's comical though. To some degree, like when they show this bad footage of him playing basketball, like the Y, and he was horrible. But he was talking about how he could.
And now the top three picks.
He was talking like he could, you know, beat Jordan. Come on now, man.
And the number three pick goes to the 76ers. Have the third pick. That means Magic Johnson.
Ooh.
Or the Celtics will get the one.
Celtics get the number one pick,
but
bro,
it won't be the Celtics. The Lakers. Are they doing for Magic? Number two. And the Celtics
gonna get Markel, dude.
And the Lakers will get Ball. And they know what's going down. This is a great day for Lakers Nation. It's like Lakers Nation. Look, he's happy. He's excited. I'm good. Look at him. I'm good. He knows he's getting.
He know he getting.
He know he getting. He know he getting Ball.
No, you don't know. Josh Jackson is going to be a star.
He's getting because we already got Ingram.
Crazy that the Celtics got the pick.
Yeah, they got Marcus. They will. No,
they're going to get him because and then Marcus. Now that gets rid of Marcus Smart. He's gone.
You think Marcus Smart?
Marcus Smart is gone.
Nah, I think
I do like the young team that Boston probably will have. I like Brown.
I think Jalen Brown is going to be
a star.
I don't think he's going to be a superstar, but I think he's going to be a star player in this league.
I agree. That's a good look though, man.
See, and the thing is, Isaiah. I wonder are they going to play him at the two? I guess.
Yeah, he has to be. He's a two. He's going to play the two.
Yeah, you have to play him at the two. Well, this is thing. You have a glut. You have a glut of guys.
Two Washington guys.
But yeah, and it's a problem. That's the problem that you have Isaiah at the one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Avery Bradley is not a bum.
Yeah, Avery Bradley is a great defender he's a 3-and-D. He's a 3-D guy. Plays defense and can shoot the three.
So do you bench him for a Markel? You have Markel as a backup.
I mean, you have Markel as a six man.
Yeah. That's the thing I hate about what team drafts you. I think it's essential for you to start as a lottery pick. That's my thing. I think
the top pick, you got to start.
I feel like you should start. Miami didn't do with Beasley. It doesn't happen all the time.
The Celtics aren't going to take
Ball. They're not taking Ball.
Now, see, they're going to be a lot of Bird Magic comparisons with this.
Yeah, I know. This is happening, yeah. This is interesting.
Even though I don't think it's a Bird Magic thing.
No,
because Fultz didn't do anything in...
In the postseason, yeah, he gets to the postseason.
His team won 9 games.
Yeah, so you know this arguably gonna be an awesome rookie class because don't forget like Ben Simmons is still a rookie.
Yeah, Ben Simmons is still a rookie,
isn't it?
And they got the number 3 pick. And they gonna get Jackson?
They can get Josh Jackson.
I would take Tatum.
You need a point guard.
They're giving the edge to Ball right here.
Even Fox.
Now, how you going to get Markel to take in shooting?
But Al just texted me. I was like, yeah. He said, Ball LA hyped.
Oh, yeah.
We're just talking like we aren't doing a live podcast right now.
Ball is going to be a star, man.
Yeah, we are doing a live show. This is real talk, man. This is what we're doing right now.
Yeah, we got 3 more minutes.
Yep. We're supposed to talk about the Whitsonite, too.
What, boxing?
I think we're...
Oh, now we can finish up on
I
this.
I think Brad...
On this? Okay.
Brad Stevens with this team... Brad Stevens is a great guy. I mean, I think he's a perfect guy for somebody to mentor Markel Fultz.
I totally agree with you, right? I totally agree.
I think that's the right place for him to go.
He said he'll take care of him if they got him, though, right? I think it's a good. I know. I do think
Brad,
it's a good.
Brad
place.
Stevens just strikes
well,
me.
Well, no,
as
you
good
just
dude.
you.
Oh, I was talking about Isaiah Thomas. I'm talking about Isaiah Thomas.
Well, no, Isaiah Thomas. Him and they worked out at Washington together during the offseason, and basically, they made plans like that they could play together.
So
no, I think it's just going to be interesting because you know if they do draft Fultz,
which is no pressure on him too, which is
there's no pressure on him, but at the same time, is he going to be happy or satisfied coming off the bench backing up Isaiah Thomas?
He's not going to come off the bench. I don't think.
I think you got to start Avery Bradley
because he's under contract.
Because of his skill set and what he's done for this team. For, like Avery Bradley is a like Will said, he plays defense and every like Brad Stevens plays you by role and what you bring to the table. Like I think eventually you know Jay Crowder, even though he's played you know has done well for this team, Brown will be taking his spot.
Because Brown could defend and do whatever.
The Wizards and Celtics got a rivalry. Now you add Markel into that mix, who is from local, here.
From the area.
It's like it's hard to root against him, you know what I mean? It's tough.
But he's I think you're this is my thing. I think
you're a Wizards fan, no, it won't be. Now
he's not he's not an emotional guy. Like he's not gonna get in somebody's face and all that stuff.
Yeah, but to be real with you too, who's to say Isaiah Thomas, I don't know how much years he has left on his deal.
He has another year left before he's a free agent.
So who's to say after he's done, they're not re-signing him? They're just gonna have him. They're gonna have Markel.
Markel's not the scorer. Isaiah Thomas is.
I'm just telling you, like, because at the end of the day, he's what is he supposed to be in the league? Right, a point guard, right?
Who, Isaiah Thomas?
No.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
he's supposed to be a point guard. Yeah.
So
he's. I'm telling you, this is like one of the best situations for him because he goes into a team that's already.
It's already situated.
Right. And they're going to be there, so he's going to get experience right off the jump. I mean, it depends on how he develops. Will he be the same scorer in the league that he was in college? I don't know. I mean, he played in the Pac-12. I don't care what Al says. The Pac-12 is horrible to me. He's going to get tested, but I don't think
like when he Pac-12 was good though.
Like when he played on the Junior Olympic team, he was MVP because he had so much talent around him that he could distribute and still play his game. So the fact that he's going to come in and there's not going to be as much pressure on his number one pick, I think he's good.
I think that what you said earlier, Ray, and Will, that he's playing with Brad Stevens. I think Brad, you know, if you're playing with one of the best coaches in basketball, he'll put you in a position to succeed. So I just think in that regard, I think he's lucked up in that situation. He's not going to go to a coach that doesn't know what. He's not going to a coach that doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to go to a coach that knows what he's doing and has a great track record from college to the pros. So, I mean, he'll be okay. But what I like for him is he won't have pressure. He really won't have any pressure. Because that's Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, no, he won't have any pressure. It's just going to be interesting to see how Boston works out that rotation. Do they decide to get rid of Amir Johnson and then you go with Jay Crowder at the four and you play Al Horford at the five?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Olynyk, you know, he's a Boston legend now, so, you know, he'll be sticking around.
He is a legend now.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the offseason plays out.
I did like him in college, but big ups to the Los Angeles Lakers. I think they won this draft already when it goes down. Because they got ball. The light skin.
Man, I wish they would get rid of D'Angelo Russell.
Oh no, he's gonna play the two.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't want him either.
I just now you're talking about not being able to create your own shot. But we'll have to talk more about, you know, the NBA offseason moving forward.
Yeah, but thank you all for listening to the show. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Saint
for ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
And Megalita's out, big homie.